Holy, 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 Lord Almighty. Shall rise to thee, holy, 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 merciful and mighty. Blessed Trinity, we're here as a church family in this sanctuary to thank you. And for those that are worshiping you in their various locations, we join our voices to say, Inna Imela. Ubangiji Mungode. Ele Dumari. Akomati you shikaleni. We are here to say a she lopo lopo. We are here as a church to say tamna imie lamam imiete. We are here to say usanuboa luese. We are here to say, Ubangiji, Ishinegbame, Umakale. All the different languages and all the different tribes, we are here to say thank you. Accept our thanks and our praises, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Give that brother a hard high five. And tell him or her in your own language, tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Oh, hallelujah. I can hear Abasimbong. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God again for allowing us to be here this last Thanksgiving service of 2023. I will be taking my Bible reading from Isaiah 43, verse 3 and 4. Isaiah 43, 3 and 4. I will be reading from the New King James Version. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. The title of this message is, You Are Precious. You Are Precious. That sounds like a love letter from a lover to another lover. The one that matters the most, the creator, the owner of all things, made this fascinating statement by saying, You are precious. God's affirmation all through the Bible is a statement and a proposition that have been adjudged
are judged to be true and authentic. Those who serve God before us strongly and convincingly believed in the authenticity of the Word of God. They patterned their lives according to the precept of the Word of God. Those who serve God before us, they patterned their lives according to the will of God. When we were younger Christians, all we pursued then was the will of God. If it is the will of God, we go for it, regardless of what people think about it. Therefore, brethren, as members of heaven's glorious embassy, we should follow suit by believing God and patterning our lives according to "Thus saith the Lord." In those days, is what God says goes. When you want to do anything, the brethren, then we ask you, have you prayed about it? Yes. What is God telling you? And they will say, God says I should go ahead. And it doesn't matter what happens. You are backed up because you said, thus says the Lord. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Because God is not a talkative. He says what he means. And he means what he says. He watches over his word to bring them to pass. Hallelujah, somebody. None of God's words gets back to him without a performance. I pray for you, as this year is running off, that there shall be a performance in your life. I don't like your amen. There shall be a performance of God's faithfulness in the name of Jesus. You see, brethren, God is not a man. Don't see him as a man. Don't treat him as a man. Don't serve him as a man. Because this God that I'm talking about, he does not change the goalpost in the middle of the game. His promises to you, for you, a yea and amen. Shout hallelujah. Listen, this God is straightforward. This God is faithful. This God is loving. This God is righteous. This God is caring. This God loves you with a passion that he surrendered his only begotten son. And he's here to tell you once again that you are precious. Look at your neighbor left and right and say, God says, I should tell you, you are precious. Come on, say to him, you are precious. He says you are precious in his sight. Brethren, just as God made wood or woods, there are in the midst of the wood, precious wood. Just as God has stones, in the midst of the stones, there are stones that are called precious stones. Hallelujah, somebody. Just like there are ornaments and ointment ordinarily, but there are some ornament and ointment that are what? That are precious. Just like there are clothes, in the midst of clothes, there are precious clothes. That's why you don't dress like mommy pastor just to mop the floor. You don't dress like that just to mop the floor, because those clothes are what? Precious. So also, God created human beings. Human beings. He created mankind. But in the midst of the mankind or human beings he created, he announced that there are some human beings like this man that is well dressed. He calls them precious. Precious. He says, I am precious in his sight, not in your sight. You may look at me and say your neck is too tall. You may look at me and say you have one pack. You know what I'm talking about. You may look at me and say, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too fat. But in the sight of God, God says, it doesn't matter how I look. In His sight, I am precious. In His sight, I am glorious. In His sight, I am honored. He said, because I am precious in His sight, He's going to kill people instead of me dying. He said, the death that would have died, He would take me out of the way so that ordinary people will die for my sake. Look at your neighbor. Give him a hard high five and say, don't give up, bro. Don't give up, sis. You are precious. My. Precious. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, Church of God, the comprehension of what God says about you, the comprehension of how God positioned you or positions you is what helps you in life. Did you hear what I've just said? God says you are precious in His sight. The comprehension of how God sees you, the comprehension of how God has positioned you, settles you in life. That is what makes you go far in life, what God sees about you. Shout hallelujah. Not minding what people say about you, not minding what people think about you. God declared, the one who has the final say, the creator of the heavens and earth, the one who opens and no one can close, the one who closes and nobody can open, He says, you are precious in My sight. You may not own that choice car. You may not own that choice house. You may not even look like every other person. But God says, in My sight, because I'm the one who promotes and nobody can demote. I'm the one who can heal and nobody can bring sicknesses upon. I'm the one who can make a life and no one can kill. I said, listen. He looked around him. He said, there is none beside Me. I am the God of all flesh, and the God of all flesh that can make you sleep as a pauper and wake you up as the prime minister. He says, I should tell you that He's not done with you yet. He's walking behind the scene so that at the time He finishes, just like tailors, they will be working in their workshops. By the time they finish what they are sewing, they will now bring it to the show glass, to the showroom, for everybody to see. Nobody shows an unfinished work. God is still working on you. Let Him finish beautifying you. Let Him finish colorifying you. We should go ahead. Look at your neighbor and say, let God finish calling. this man let him finish what he's doing, because what he's working on, the person still looks like mascara right now, but let him finish the painting, let him finish the artwork. By the time he presents that person, you say, oh baby, oh, give somebody a hard high five and say, God is working behind the scene for you. Shout hallelujah. I'm stirring you up so that when it is time to dance, you will dance as a precious person. Hallelujah, somebody. Shout hallelujah. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He said, since you were precious in My sight. Listen, you are so precious that even when you die, is it Psalm 116 verse 15? I think it is Psalm 116 verse 15. What did he say there? What did he say? What did he say? He said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. When loved ones are mourning and crying for their loved ones, as far as God is concerned, it is precious. So it's a win-win situation. While you are alive, you are precious. After you have died, you are still precious. Either way, it is a win-win situation. You are so precious that even your dead body is precious before God. But you will not die young. Yeah. I don't like your amen. Give somebody a hard high five and say, even though you are precious at death, but you are not dying now. Come on, prophesy, prophesy. Listen to him. Say, listen to me. I'm prophesying over your life. Give God a big clap offering. You are precious. Say, since you are precious in my sight, what a statement by the one who made the heaven and the earth, who is the creator of all mankind. What a favor of the highest order, getting what you are not entitled to. When others are being fired, you are being promoted. When they are laying others off, they are renewing your contract with a higher pay. When they are denying others of their visas, you got one. While others could not come into this country, but at least you follow Kenukom. What am I saying? America is not the best country in the world. The best country in the world is where God, who is the Almighty, who says you are precious, is where he positions you. If he positions you in America, America will favor you. If he asks you to be in your home country, your motherland has no choice but to favor you. So the most favorable place to be in is where the one who says you are precious, where he has directed you. At least for now. Look at your neighbor and say, for now, this is your home country. And therefore, this home country will favor you. Let your amen sound like thunder. Oh, hallelujah. Therefore, what God says about you is very, very important. God says you are precious. Please join God to say what he says about you. I beg you, don't contradict God. God is saying you are precious, and you are standing in front of the mirror and saying, where is preciousness here? See how fat I am. See how short I am. Now, what gives you that premonition that fat people are not beautiful? What gives you that thought that the only people that are beautiful are Okpelenge Shubulu Awo? I mean, that means a tiny... I should not interpret it right. God loves you the way you are. Join hands with him and say what he has said about you. He says, in my sight, in the sight of God that matters. He says, you are precious in my sight. Now stand in front of the mirror and say, God says, I am precious, therefore I am precious. Can you announce that to yourself? John Igbewelo Mewa, you are precious. Be careful, you are precious. Be careful about what you do with your body. You are precious. Be careful what you eat. It's not every food that is meant for you. Be careful what you drink. Not every drink is good for you. Now you're already start thinking I'm talking about alcohol. Some of you, all you need all your life is water. What did I say? Water. I tell you, you don't need what we used to say, 3 square meal. How can 3 be square? 3 is triangle. Huh? 3 is what? Not try. Triangle. check with your body. What does your body need? The reason you are precious. This suit I'm wearing, if you know, since I've been preparing it, I tell you, I'm not kidding. Because I want to clothe my body as a precious person. Because you are precious. There are certain parts of you that is meant for your hussy. You understand what I'm saying? See, I was by here. I've seen him. Don't play with riches. Because you are a precious person, when you come out preciously. There is a certain part of your body that the English language calls private part. Because when I say private part, you say a pastor in church, every part of you is supposed to be covered. It's only Adam and Eve that were naked. Even they themselves, they were ashamed of their nakedness. And God now says, you know what? Let me start a business. It's called tailoring service. Are you a tailor? The Bible says they were naked, and God now opened a leather factory and made suit for them and covered their nakedness. The reason? Because they are precious. Precious things, you cover it. They invited me for one wedding ceremony during the reception. The person was not even afraid. We pastors, ministers were seated. And she was coming. As she was coming, I looked at my other minister. I looked. He's like, I hope she's not coming here. So we started reading the... I'm not kidding. We started... And she was coming towards us. And she bent to ask us what we want to eat. Because, don't play with riches. It's as though that thing wants to... You know that thing I'm talking about? What am I talking about? You don't know. Those two balls that is pointed like this. I'm not kidding. It's like though the thing would just say, here am I. So we are looking at until she, we said we want this and that. Now she was going. Me and that, my friend, we look at ourselves. Ah, along by wow. God deliver us. Why must you dress that way? Why? It's because you're not comprehending what God says about you. In this church, we are dressers. But we don't want to dress nude. Cover up, because you are precious. Because men, men are affected by what they see. And God is a man of war. That's why in his sight, he saw preciousness. So women, help us men. As I'm getting, help us men. At least let us have... By the way, this is not part of my service, my sermon. Huh? In church, let us use our eyes well. Not that in church. You just close your eyes. You say you're worshiping. You are not worshiping to close your eyes. You are closing your eyes because you don't want to be distracted. Olagbenga. It's as though he knows where I'm going. He knows where I'm going, right? Okay. Since you know. You don't know. Since you know. I'm going to ask the third time. Since you know. All right. You got it. Because I'm serious. If you say you don't know, I'm still preaching. One Sunday morning, I will point out what I want you to know. You know now. He touched me. So the Lord says, you are precious. Therefore, don't allow anyone to tell you anything contrary to that. You are so precious, highly esteemed in the sight of the Lord. Therefore, there's nothing God cannot do for you. Your life may look obscured and ambiguous, but God is still working on you. Things may be difficult right now, but because you are precious, there is no darkness this God cannot lighten up to get to where you are. There is no mountain he cannot reach to get to where you are. No obstacle he cannot kick down because you are precious. He said, because you are precious, I delivered my only best to come and rescue you. And he says, if he did that, what is it that God cannot do for you? There's nothing he cannot do for you. There's no one who has the final say concerning your life. Let me be the one to tell you, every country in the world belongs to God. And anything that is contrary to your life, God is going to fix it. I don't like your amen. This God, let me be the one to tell you, he knows your pains. He sees the tears. He knows your needs. And he says, I should tell you, because you are precious in his sight, he's going to meet you at the point of his need, of your needs. Just keep faith alive. Keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. He knows that loneliness. I tell you, he knows that need and the needs. But just keep on keeping on. Because this God is going to calm the storm. And trying to sensitize you that regardless of the obscured life, I want you to dance and rejoice. Because as precious as you are in his sight, your praise is precious. Your dancing is precious. Your jumping is precious. Your guitar playing, your drum playing, your keyboard playing, your saxophone playing, your percussion playing, your dancing and rejoicing, God sees it as precious. Shout hallelujah. Because you're precious. Listen to what the psalmist said in Psalm 146, 1 and 2. Psalm 146, 1 and 2. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Listen, to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. Let us thank God for this first Sunday of the last month of this year. Some people slept and woke up, and their lives were disjointed. Can you imagine what is going on in Palestine as we talk? Can you imagine? One man just woke up and destroyed innocent life, slaughtered and butchered innocent lives, and ran into the ground like a rabbit, and is under the ground, exposing his people that he's supposed to govern over to a chaotic life. And under the ground, he's still promising that he will still do more. They ask some people from the north, go to the south. And they go to the south. And the person downstairs under the ground is still boasting and saying, you aren't seen ant or ant. You ain't seen anything yet. And the people the other side said, we are coming to the south. Move. So the question, where do we move to? He said, well, by your side, there is the Mediterranean Sea. You can move in there. But here you are. You have human right, free speech, free worship. And you're still thinking, that car did not come. That house did not come. They said, this year is a year of increase. I can't see increase. But your life, a year is being added to your life. And yet there is no increase. Like my PA said on Friday, he said, nothing is working. Look at my legs. Nothing is working in my life. And their feet is working. Mommy pastor told her, he said, you should see God in your life. See how radiant, how gorgeous, how colorful you are. You drove here by yourself. You did not miss your way. You dressed yourself. As long as you have your breath, the Bible says, as long as I live, I will praise the Lord. I don't praise God because of my designer suit. I'll be of all men the most miserable. I don't praise God because I can pay my bills. I don't praise God because I own a car. I don't praise God because, I praise God because I'm alive. Maybe I know how to praise God. Because brethren, 20th of this month, I'll be 71 years old. Before I turned 20, they wanted to use my head to back barrel. Where is barrel? Exchange. They took me to a native doctor. They could have turned my life upside down into a printing meat. Obafemi Shesho, they could have used me as a money charm. But when the devil saw me and saw the preciousness of God in me, while we are yet sinners, God loved us. The native doctor said, no, this one is an ark of the covenant of God. We can eat this. I was wallowing in sin in Calcutta Republic, but God saw now that from the pit, he's going to bring me to the pulpit. And that's why, this for me, I think I should let my lawyer get to her. Every time she sing, I have seen, I have heard. Where is she at? Is able. You also have your own story. Some of you, your story is identical to mine. But see where he has brought us. I used to sleep on the floor. So when I'm thanking God and dancing, you see me jumping all around. because I'm thinking from where he has brought me. Sleeping on the floor, not just on the floor. Face me and face you kind of kitchen. But today, my kind of king's bed, the mattress on it is not ordinary. It's precious. It's called a Californian size. A time that we sit inside my house. It's not the best, but I know where I'm coming from. At times I will go out, I will take the picture of my house. It's not the biggest, it's not the best, but I know where I'm coming from. It's only a fool that compares himself with another. I compare myself from where I used to be. Even though I've not gotten to where I'm going, but I'm not where I used to be. You know, I didn't go to school. But at least you can hear the ta-ta-ta English. You can understand, you understand, right? When I think about that, I give him praise with tears. At times in my prayer room, I would just be sobbing and crying. John, you don't understand. That married to one of the gorgeous and pretty, beautiful woman. That's what I think about, sir. When she met me, I was by the gutter. By the gutter. Stinking gutter. My kitchen was by the gutter. My workshop was my bedroom. And she agreed to marry me. And she now says she was coming to visit me. Chinekena. I said, okay, I think everything don't end. She got to that smelly shop. She entered and she sat down. And she said she was hungry. Yeah. We bought Mama Put. You know Mama Put? Yeah, put that one. And she ate and cleaned her mouth. I said, this one is different. The reason? Because I am precious in his sight. So he will tailor and make precious things to gravitate towards me. If only you know how God sees you, you will walk with your shoulder high like this. That's why I dance the way I dance. That is why I praise God the way I praise God. Madam Tina, that's why I do what I do. I tell you, I do it because of where he brought me from. Fela Nikula Pukuti thought I am done for because I rejected him. I embraced Christ. But see where I am today. Think about where you are coming from. And where you are, because the year is ending. God's plan is not ending. The year ending is a calculation and a calendar for us. Calendar for us. But as far as God is concerned, the year may end, but his plan for you has not ended. Just keep praising him. It's a matter of time. Everything is gonna be all right. Very soon, you will come to pastor. Seven men want to marry me. Which one should I pick? Where's mama? See, in my lifetime, see, 80 years, she's like 60. See all this, Okongu, see all this. You say you are 40, right? See, pretty 40. Where's your husband? Tell him I say you are pretty. So I've done all this to say, God says you are precious in his sight. Why is he saying that? Christ in you, the hope of glory. You cannot be precious when you are still living in fornication.
you irritate him. You can't be precious when you are still living in adultery. You cannot be precious when you are still disobeying God. He said, I will spew you out of his mouth, he said. So your preciousness is attached to your holy living. No, you can't say, I'm precious, and you are not paying your tithe. You are not paying your offering. God say, you are what? Barao. You are what? You are a thief. Thieves. Thieves. They are not precious. You cannot say you're precious and we don't see your brake light. You're not doing anything for God. You're not serving God. You're not giving to God. You are, when we say men's fellowship, at times when we say men are meeting downstairs and I will see men taking their Bible and they're going away, I say, oh, may he just dress like a man. When you are precious, God's work becomes precious. God's time becomes precious. After this service, the men will be meeting downstairs as a man. Because you are precious, you join other precious men. We'll be having the good women, they will be meeting after this service. As a woman, you'll say, precious people are gathering. I am a precious woman. I will be amongst precious people. So also the singles. So also the wisdom group, the elders. The reason? Because we are precious. I just want to say, no bottle. Shall we rise? Look up, people of God. If you want to play church, may I submit, this is not the place. If you want to be lukewarm, looking warm, I submit, this is not the church. We are serious people here because this is an embassy. Have you ever seen anyone in any embassy? I shouldn't use any embassy. Most embassies. Why are you laughing? And you see them playing there? No, that's serious business. Somebody went to one embassy and the person was telling me that they use plain paper and a marker to do arrow. So if you want to fill a form, marker. And one embassy somewhere, no. So you're going to say to God, I agree with you. I am precious in your sight. Thank you. Begin to pray now. I agree with you. I am precious in your sight. I'll be careful what I do with my body because I am precious in your sight. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.